This is Tasting Tuesdays here on the Midday Show, and it is sponsored by Willow Pond Sheep Farm in Gardner, New York, the area's only sheep dairy selling sheep milk and sheep yogurt, as we will be exploiting momentarily. Summer market dates available at willowpondsheep.com. Also by Taste New York Market at Todd Hill on the Taconic Parkway. Discover a wide array of products sourced regionally in the heart of the Hudson Valley, just 10 miles north of I-84 and the Shawangunk Wine Trail. 14 cideries, wineries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. And it is a great, great pleasure to welcome Brent of the aforementioned Willow Pond Sheep Farm to Tasting Tuesdays. Hey, Brent.
Hey, great to be here.
Thank you for coming all the way from Gardner.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't mention this, I meant to, but before we got on the air, but I grew up really in that area in terms of my summers. I attended a summer camp. Don't look for it. It's not there anymore. But I went to a summer camp in Wallkill.
Oh, terrific. That's close to us.
Yeah.
For sure. It's a beautiful area.
It is. And all through the 70s and some of my favorite times ever to date, sadly. Anyway, let me just read this from the website.
Yeah.
Just give people, remind people about what you guys are doing there. Willow Pond is the only sheep dairy in the Hudson Valley, and their flock is all is at the center of all they do. You notice I'm changing the pronouns. They raise their dairy ewes. Is that how you pronounce that?
The ewe, yes. The female sheep is the
Thank
ewe.
You. Jump in anytime. Rams and lambs with care and treasure. All that we, and lambs with care and treasure, all they produce on their pasture-based farm.
That's right. It's important to us that we're a pasture-based operation.
Why is that?
So every day, the ewes, the lambs, they're outside grazing.
They're getting the exercise.
Exercise, eating. But the diet, right?
The diet.
That fresh grass throughout the season, really informing a big part of their nutrition.
Right. How many of these different animals do you have there?
Well, we raise sheep, and we have 45 ewes that we're milking right now throughout the season. And this year we received about 96 lambs from them. So we raise the lambs in a separate group and they rotate. So we practice rotational grazing, meaning they move throughout the entire property over the course of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And always every day, every 12 hours, in fact, we bring them onto a new patch, a new paddock of fresh pasture.
Is that just humans, or do you like shepherd them with the dogs? How does it work? Is that like I'm thinking about 150 years ago?
We move them. Well, so we move them and we guide them using portable fencing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot more efficient.
But you do mention dogs, and we have two livestock guardian dogs.
Oh, good.
And so they live with the sheep, and they're the main protectors against coyotes.
Like fox. Coyotes. Of course, foxes aren't probably that big a problem with the sheep. But, oh, my God. I just found, you know, I once went, friends of mine own a farm in Greene County, and we went out there, and they've got the sheep and the big ones, you know, with the big bushy.
The wool.
The wool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And anyway, but they came right over and they were really interactive and engaging, I found.
Oh, the sheep, our sheep, I know, are very personable. They really love to come up and see what you're doing.
Yeah.
We work with them every day. You know, dairy animals, we have a much more intimate relationship with the dairy animals because we milk them every day. So we're handling them. Yeah. We're seeing them. We can evaluate their health every day. We're seeing them in the barn when they come in for milking.
All right, well, and people can visit, besides also, well, you can visit the farm, of course, right? People can visit?
Yes, people can visit our farm on Fridays and Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
We have a farm store open from 10 until 6 on Fridays and Saturdays, and that's where you can find our bottled sheep milk, our delicious sheep's milk yogurt. We also produce whole milk ricotta, which is available on occasion, mostly throughout the summer, although we're coming to that point in the season where I think we may not produce that. Probably after August. And then we have an array of lamb and mutton for sale as well.
What's the difference between lamb and mutton? What is that?
Mutton is going to be an animal over 1 year old.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
And as we discussed also before we got on the air, I work at the Kingston Farmers Market on Saturdays, and you do.
Yes, yes. We love the Kingston Farmers Market. We are there every other Saturday. You can check our website at willowpondsheep.com to see if we're going to be there on that particular weekend. Mm-hmm. But you can find us there.
Look for us in a couple of weeks. Next week. Next Saturday. Not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday we'll be there.
Yeah, and then while we're talking about markets, yeah, we also are at the Rhinebeck Market every week. That's Sundays.
We'll see you there every Sunday at the Rhinebeck.
Sundays from 10 until 2. We do sell in Westchester at the Larchmont Market, which we love, and that's every Saturday. Every other Saturday, excuse me. We sell at the Larchmont Market every other Saturday. Yeah.
The last thing I want to talk, well, not the last thing, but another thing before we start tasting samples here, is the probiotic nature of the yogurt, right? Now, I have yogurt in my diet because I want the probiotic benefits of that. Is that the case with sheep yogurt too?
Absolutely, yes. In fact, the only ingredients in our yogurt are the sheep's milk and cultures. And so we have live and active cultures in our yogurt, and we make what's called a cup set yogurt, meaning that the milk is packed into the final container, and then that fermentation happens in the jar. And I want to point out the importance to us that we package in glass. So all of our products, our yogurt and our milk, are packaged in glass jars and bottles.
That's the best. I love eating and drinking out of glass, I have to tell you.
That's right.
I know that it's also ecologically more responsible, but I also happen to enjoy the experience on some sort of aesthetic level, too.
I think so. And, you know, just an interesting fact about especially glass packaging with dairy is that glass retains cold longer. So yes. If you have that bottle of milk and you take it out of the refrigerator and you have it on your table for 20 minutes, that glass is going to keep that milk cooler than in a paper or a plastic carton.
Makes complete sense. All right, so let's get to it. What did you bring me? I'd love to start tasting.
I'd like to start with our sheep milk yogurt. So all this is our sheep milk yogurt. We're a farmstead creamery. We make it right on the farm. Mm-hmm. We're milking twice a day, and we make this product two or three times every week. So we're always using the freshest milk. And I'll just give you a jar. Okay. You can eat it right out of the jar.
Oh, nice.
And we can talk about the texture, the aroma.
Nice and chilled.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know, you brought it in a cooler, but I'm sure the glass sort of helped, as you mentioned. Good. Hold on. There we go.
Fantastic. And here's a spoon.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you can see that the sheep milk, because it contains twice the protein and twice the cream compared with cow's milk.
Mm.
Really makes a firm yogurt. You can see that silky, firm texture. And then it has tasting it. Mm. Yeah, it's mild and creamy. You can really pick up on the creaminess and the roundness and flavor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our sheep milk is really special. You know, we really value it. Mm-hmm. As you said at the top, we really only have a handful of sheep dairies in the whole region. And in where we are, in the Hudson Valley, we're the only one. It's difficult to find, and sheep's milk is a highly digestible milk. So a lot of our customers seek it out because they know that they can tolerate it better than, for example, cow's milk. Some people who don't tolerate cow's milk well can really enjoy sheep's milk, either as the yogurt or the bottled milk, and have no problems.
Well, I got to try this.
And you're looking here at about 6% protein. So it is a higher protein product. Oh. And this is not a Greek yogurt. You know, the Greek style yogurt is a strained yogurt. This is the whole milk as it comes from the sheep, pasteurized, and then fermented with cultures. So it's really very different.
Talking to Brent from Willow Pond Sheep Farm here on Tasting Tuesdays.
Do you see how you can hold that jar sideways? Look at that. You can hold it sideways. It's like you can almost invert it.
I'm not encouraging people to do this. If you buy the yogurt, you can hold it upside down.
The texture is really exceptional because of the higher solids, meaning more protein and more cream in that milk. It's a very nutritious product, very easily digestible, creamy and mild.
My lips are almost tingling.
Yeah. Now, I do like to emphasize the fact that because we make a plain yogurt, no added sweetener, no other ingredients, it's super versatile. You can do so many things with it, right? Mm-hmm. Now, one of my favorite things is to put fresh fruit, maybe a little honey on there. Mm-hmm. And I did bring some blueberries and honey today. We can try that. So here, take some blueberries.
Thank you.
We're going to throw them right into that jar. And if you want a little dab of honey as well, we can do that. And we have customers who make delicious salad dressings with our yogurt. This time of year, there's so many great vegetables available, cucumbers and tomatoes, just a little salt, pepper, maybe some lemon juice, and it's just tremendous. It's a tremendous dressing. And we have other customers who make marinades with mm-hmm. our yogurt. Mm-hmm. So there are so many things you can do. Yeah, isn't that excellent with the fresh fruit? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Got blueberries and some honey.
Yeah, we're so fortunate here in the Hudson Valley that we have all of these great local fruits and vegetables available to us. And so next time you're at the Kingston Market or the Rhinebeck Farmers Market or down in Larchmont, you can pick up something to go along with it. It's such a treat this time of year especially.
And you also have some milk.
Yeah, so I brought our bottled milk. And I can say with confidence that we're the only dairy in the state of New York that's bottling sheep's milk. So it's really...
You hear a lot. Of course, ubiquitously is cow's milk.
That's right.
And then you have goat's milk, which has its own audience in goat cheese, but you don't typically hear too much about sheep milk.
That's right. Now, I just want to point out that I bottled this yesterday. So again, we're always using the freshest milk to make our products. We're bringing that straight to the market, or it's available in our farm store. And I'll pour you some of this milk. So we package in this quart glass bottle. Mm-hmm. All right. And you'll notice, again, the creaminess, the sweetness, the mild flavor. Customers often find that if they're used to drinking cow's milk, this is just sort of like a step up. You know, it's just creamier, richer. What do you think?
Yummy. I never drink milk.
it's a special thing. It's really unique. And in addition to all the your cereal and various ways to enjoy milk in cooking, in coffee and tea, it's just out of this world. It's out of this world in coffee and tea.
Wow. I can't think of a better spokesperson for Willow Pond Sheep Farm than you, Brent. Thank you for coming by. Again, people should go to willowpondsheep.com to find out more about what we've been talking about, when you can come on Fridays and Saturdays for a visit, all the farmers markets, etc., right there on the website.
So happy to talk about it. Great to be here.
Yeah, man. Thank you. And we'll do it. You know, we've gone this many times, we may as well keep it going, I say, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Willow Pond Sheep Farm.
Thank you. I'm going to finish my sheep milk here. This is 98.1 KZE.